Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to shift to a local topic. So for those of you who are out in Washington State or New York or traveling around the world and you're just can't get enough of this radio program, this is going to be a little bit of a local show, so bear with us, but it's important to our local listeners and residents to hit some timely and very relevant local topics from time to time. So we're going to do that today. And we have two guests in the studio. Boy, we're all crowded in here. I can hardly get myself enough room, but no, it's going to be a great show. We've invited two individuals that are involved locally with an issue or a topic, not an issue. It's a topic, and it's the half cent extra tax we pay, sales tax, locally in Volusia County, that supports the school system. So we've invited Sam Willett. Sam, welcome to the program.
It's nice to be here, David.
Good to have you. And Leslie LaRue. Leslie, how are you?
Well, thank you for having us.
Outstanding. I'm excited to have you. So a little background and introduction for Sam and Leslie. Sam is president of Futures. He's also market president of Bank of America, Bank of America in Daytona Beach. And Leslie is here as I love the way she introduced herself to me. She is a volunteer, full-time parent. She's 150% invested, and she is also vice president, district advisory committee for Volusia County Schools. So these two individuals are coming in to help us understand the extension that is to come for the extra half-cent sales tax. And this was originally approved back by voters. Sam, correct me if I got this wrong. Back in October of 2001, it was originally for a 15-year term through the end of 2016. So we're coming up on that pretty quick.
That's correct. That's going to be ending next year.
Okay, so here's the obvious question. What needs to happen for it to be extended? What is the, is it legislative? Is it, what needs to happen?
Well, this will be a popular vote within the county of Volusia, and it's scheduled for August the 28th. And
this year. Okay, so this is coming up. All right, so it's voted on locally. It's a citizen vote. This is not a legislator up at the state house.
That's right. It's a poll vote.
Okay.
And one of the things I'd encourage everyone to do is to consider registering absentee ballots. You can do that now without having a particular reason. And because of that, when you do that, you automatically get your ballot.
Cool. And that's a timely recommendation that Sam has, because wouldn't you know it, I just got my little notice in the mail and it says, okay, are you going to do absentee this year? And I've already checked the box and I just need to drop it in the mail, because what a great way to make sure you can vote and don't have to fight those long lines or where am I? What precinct am I in? What gym or school or gym? Where am I supposed to be this year? So that's great. Okay, so give us a little background, if you would, and either one of you can share on this. What was the original purpose of this additional sales tax of one half of one penny? They don't make half pennies anymore. I've got one of those somewhere in a little one of those old coins, a half penny, but they don't make those anymore. But this was done as a primary funding vehicle or supplemental funding vehicle, Leslie?
Well, what it's used for is capital expenditures that cannot be included in the operational funds that come out. So it's a completely separate issue. And basically, and we're not able to use these capital funds for some capital projects because they're viewed as operational. So it's something when we needed to build schools, you know, with schools, it's not one of those things that you say, oh, well, it's all right if we have that school done in 10 years from now. You're already overcrowded when you need them. And so they found this as the perfect vehicle to drive that. The economy was doing fine. You know, who plans a recession? No one, of course. So that was startling that came along, but the schools needed to be built. And the project list that that committee, initial committee, made back in 2001, they followed through on those promises, and those schools were provided for our community.
That's outstanding. Well, and there's a lot that goes into this. It's not just the construction, but a lot of ongoing things, which we'll get to and talk through. So we've got this coming up on the ballot August 26th. 26th. Okay, that's fine. 26th. Hey, make sure to vote. That's the key thing. Just once, though. Just one time, okay? All right, that's very good. If you're just joining us, Leslie LaRue is our guest, as is Sam Willett, and they are here to talk a little bit about the half-cent sales tax, the history, and also how these will be renewed and what will be done with those funds to support our local schools. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, taxes. You know, we always are guarded when it comes to tax, and so we want to make sure that the money is being well spent. You know, if you open up the newspaper, you see all those gentle folk in Washington that are responsible for stewarding our taxes, and sometimes we get frustrated, so it's always good to understand where the money's going to be spent. So if when we extend the half-cent tax, let's talk a little bit about some of the projected uses of those funds. And I want to remind everyone that Sam Willett is, he and I met each other. This is a long time ago. You want to date yourself? How long ago was the leadership class?
I think
17 through the chamber.
It's almost 18 years
ago. Wow. Okay. 18 years ago. One of those moments you meet people and you go, I know you. It's like going through a war together or something. Let me tell you, it was a challenge. Good stuff, though. Okay. So besides his responsibilities as market president of Bank of America, locally, Sam's also president of Futures. For those folks out there who don't know anything about Futures, give them a quick kind of overview of what Futures is all about, and I think that'll help them understand the tie-in with the, you know, you're being here to talk about this continuation of the tax.
Thanks, David. Futures is an organization that was started by business leaders here in Volusia County almost 30 years ago, and they saw a need for local businesses to support the school board and to raise money for the school board and to advance programs for the school board in areas where funds weren't available for the school board to take care of certain programs. A good example of this would be the Teacher of the Year celebration that
we have. Oh, that's great, yeah.
We have over 1,000 participants in this celebration each year, and we celebrate the best teachers in each of our schools. It's a huge morale booster for the school system. But we do many other things. One important program that we have is the mini grant program. And this is a program where we have been making available to individual teachers in the classroom a total amount each year of about $75,000.
Wow.
We have grants available from $250 to $2,500. The teachers will apply for the grant by writing basically a lesson plan. And the lesson plan will include costs that will not be reimbursed by the county school system. The county school system doesn't have the capacity to reimburse these types of
expenses.
So
Futures has its own budget, its own stuff. That's not part of this tax we're talking about.
No.
Where does the funding come from for
Futures?
Well,
it's a not-for-profit organization. We have club memberships. We call ourselves a club. We have club memberships, and they are basically local businesses. We have many, many local businesses. And we also have fundraising events throughout the year. One of the fundraising events that's coming up is our Caribbean party on May the 17th. We raise funds from that and to do things like this Teacher of the Year event, the mini grants. Also, we're very involved in Take Stock, which is a mentoring program, very important program. We have over 60 children involved in this program. They start in the ninth grade through the 12th grade, And these are children that are in at-risk situations. Good kids doing fine in school, but they're in situations that put them at potential risk. So we provide one-on-one mentoring for them for a four-year period all through high school, and then they get a scholarship to go to college when they complete it. So that's a great program.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that's a little perspective I think the listeners need to have about futures and the participation, and certainly supporting this initiative to continue the half-cent tax that is part of our local sales tax. And so let's talk a little bit, if we could, and I've got to hit one of the first ones I see on the list here because I've got a rundown of all the different projected uses. I guess one of the questions is, how long will the extension be for?
Yeah, the extension is planned for 15 years.
Okay, so it's renewed for 15.
It's renewed for 15, but there are no plans right now to go beyond 15 years.
Okay.
We don't see this as a permanent tax. The reason why we're coming back for an extension this time, as you know, the financial world's changed very dramatically.
Sure, sure.
And funding sources for the schools are very different than they were 15 years ago. One of the things that's happened is we have had, the school systems had to defer a lot of maintenance. Plus, they need to build some new schools and rebuild some schools.
I know all about deferred maintenance. I've had some of that around my house, and I'm finally getting caught up. Okay, so some of the numbers we're going to be talking about, are they over the 15-year period?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so number one on my list, or on the list I have, but it happens to be number one, because I just was at a local school for a parent-teacher conference, and one of the things that I immediately noticed, which is just how we are in our schools, is security. And I said, okay, this is a real important topic. So number one, or first, one of the first things of many that will be funded is security enhancements. So let's talk a little bit about that, Leslie.
Absolutely. The first initial group, the Citizens Needs Committee, met, and we determined, and this county, of course, the district, helped us determine what the actual fiscal numbers would be. So $45 million over a course of 15 years.
All you got to do is look in the paper, or, you know, if you're not living under a rock, reading the paper, watching the news, listening to the radio, there is, you know, unfortunately, just recently, a stabbing in a school and other, I mean, and these are, you know, some things obviously are very difficult to prevent, but also, you know, there are some things that can be done. And so that's very encouraging that there's a piece of this is for security.
Right. And at this point in our budget as it is now, we do not have a line item. They find funds where they can and apply it. So it truly is a need. And we're hoping to get cipher locks, one-point destinations where you can lock the entire school with a single button. I mean, things, you know, that would be real reactionary, but quick and immediate, because those three-minute reaction times, they say, make all the difference.
Wow. Okay.
The technology is out there that just wasn't available only a few years ago. The problem is that it is expensive.
You know what? Usually anything that's good and worthwhile usually is. But if you can make this part of the budget, then fantastic. So technology is another big one?
Yes. And that we need bandwidth, because by 2015, 50% of our curriculum is required to be digital.
Wow.
So this is the way the world is moving, and we definitely need to be competitive. I think that's what we all want for our children, is to be globally competitive. So one thing, though, if you add those two together, and the economist Soskin from the University of Central Florida has determined that anywhere from 30 to 40% of our money in this area comes from tourists. If you add those two together, you're almost completely funding technology and security with those funds.
Very good. I like that. Well, you know, as a local, you know, resident for a long time and a business person, I have always looked at the influx of people that we have with tourism, especially during special events. And make no mistake, we are all, to my listeners, and they and I'm sure the two of you would agree, we are, you know, no matter where you live in the county or the two-county area with Volusia and Flagler, we are inconvenienced. And, you know, I mean, at times with Bike Week and other events, and a lot of people participate, but, you know, I hear the rumble going by my office, and, you know, you pull out. So why not harness some of that, you know, kind of a little payback that invests for our kids? That's the way I look at it. Maybe that's a little bit simplistic, but I don't think that's such a bad deal.
Well, it is an important part of our community. Tourism is big in our community, and it's a resource available to us. We do a lot of things for our tourists. They enjoy coming here. And it's nice to know that they're sharing about 35% of the tax burden for sales tax in particular. So that's a big help when we're looking at this budget, that we're not shouldering it by ourselves. The tourists that come in are
helping. I love that, Sam. That's just excellent. Sam Willett is here, as is Leslie LaRue. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back. All right, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the extension of the half-cent sales tax here in Volusia County, and that was originally approved back in 2001, believe it or not. And then been 15 years later, will be 2016, but we need to vote on it this year, August 26th, to extend that for another 15-year period, and there's a lot of different ways that we'll be able to use that money to support our schools. And Sam and Leslie shared before the break about 35% of that is tourist funded, and I was all over that. I love that. I like that. I think that's a fair deal. So let's talk a little bit, if we could, about some of the different earmarking or designated areas. You mentioned technology. Anything else on technology, Sam?
Well, I think the important thing to think about with technology is, as our world evolves, I think back, I've been in banking for 33 years. I think back 25 years ago, at the size portfolios that credit officers would have, and then compare it to now, our portfolios are 10 times bigger. But the yield on those loan portfolios are less than half of what they were 25 years ago. And that's a radical change. The only reason why that was able to happen was because of technology. Literally, a bank could not function. It couldn't survive if it worked and operated the way it did 25 years ago. So the world's really changed. Well, all the business world has changed like that. And for our children to be prepared and to be equipped to really give back to society, to contribute back to our local community, they need an excellent education in technology. And, you know, many of our children are fortunate and they have technology in their home.
But a lot of them don't.
A lot of them don't. And people don't realize that even in this community, we have well over 1,000 children who are essentially homeless. They have very insecure home lives. You know, they may be living in a car for a few days and then living with relatives or friends. Well, if we have that many who are homeless, just imagine how many children don't have access to technology.
Sure.
So that's one of the most important things that we're going to do, is to make sure that all our children have access to technology. And the payback is they'll be equipped then to contribute to society when they're adults.
And perhaps not be a drag on society. It's not just a positive. It's also eliminating maybe a negative as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about, speaking of really helping those kids, especially the ones that are at risk, you've got the building of new schools or schools that maybe are run down. Is there part of the budget going to be targeting upgrades or new schools or all of the above?
Well, we don't have as many on the list because they really did accomplish a lot of their goal.
Good.
With the first half cent. So, like Pearson Seville Elementary, they need a school. Chisholm Elementary, replacement on site. We're trying to use land that we already have, so being as frugal as possible. And Deltona Middle, a replacement on site. George Marks Elementary, replacement on site. And Tomoka Elementary. So right here, replacement on site.
Very good, very good. So there's definite earmarking there. And I mean, I see on the list you've got additional, 8 elementary schools, 2 middle schools, 5 high schools. You've got track resurfacing, classroom remodeling. That's a lot of stuff. I mean, that's a lot of things that can be done. So once this is approved, then, and here is a naive question on my part. Once this is approved, the money flows, is collected, and it flows in. Where does it go? Who collects it's collected by a retailer, right? Point of sale.
Yeah, just like any sales tax is.
And then it flows to the school board or?
Yeah, it goes to the school board, but it will go into a special fund specifically earmarked for capital expenditures.
Excellent. Okay, so it's collected and it's comes into the school board, and then there's the I'm looking for oversight.
Big accountability.
I'm looking for accountability oversight.
When you talk about oversight, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because as a business person, that's something that I've always been concerned with. When we had the first sales tax instituted in 2001, we had a Citizens Project Oversight Committee. Now, these were just mostly, primarily, business people in the community who were interested in being an oversight force for the school board. So we've had in place for the last 15 years this oversight committee, and they've done an excellent job. And I will tell you, if you go to any of the oversight members, they have been very impressed with how careful the school system has been to spend the money wisely. And we're going to continue to have a citizens oversight committee, and these are, you know, completely these are individuals who are not tied to the school system. Mm. They're just volunteers for the community, but knowledgeable people, CPAs, others like that, who will really perform that function of oversight. And we've had really good experience with that so far.
Now, Leslie, is that your vice president district advisory committee? That's not the same, or is that the same committee? That's a separate committee.
That is a separate parent committee.
Okay, so that's a parent committee saying, hey, we need this stuff, or here are some areas that we have concerns about, or where we need extra help or focus, because of the feedback from the parents, obviously knowing what the kids need.
Absolutely.
Okay. The oversight committee is strictly to review the budget and the costs, the expenditures, to make sure that everything's being spent wisely.
Excellent. Spending wisely. That is the theme of the day. Sam Willett's here with us. He's president of Futures and also market president of Bank of America in Daytona Beach. And as Leslie just clarified for me, Leslie LaRue, she is a parent volunteer and vice president district advisory committee for Volusia County Schools, a parent volunteer group to help give feedback to the school system. Let's take one more quick break and we'll be right back.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell? It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation, or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back. Sam and Leslie are still here with me, and we're talking about the extension of the half-cent sales tax for Volusia County Schools for capital improvements and the other things that are just not funded but based on the revenues that the school system receives. And one of the things I know that often people are concerned about or think about is when it comes to spending, one of the other words is usually part of the sentence is waste, or the risk of waste. So let's speak to that just for a minute. Is, you know, what about the school system? I mean, have we tightened our belts and gotten anything that we can out of there that's not essential, or, you know, just to be very careful with the stewardship of those dollars that people should be reminded about?
Well, my first experience with the school system is really through my three children who are now all graduated from the school system. So my first experience was to really make sure that we had a top-level school system. As I got more involved, I got involved in Futures, I got to learn a lot more about the administration, how the school system is basically run. And as a business person, I've been extremely impressed with how they run it. They're very professional in the way they do this. And I just want to give you one example. Vicki Sure. Presley and Tom Russell are both area superintendents. Tom Russell supervises directly over 30 schools. And I can tell you, David, in the business world, to have not only 30 direct reports,
that's
but 30 direct reports who are running businesses themselves, that's huge. I don't know of anyone that works harder than Tom and Vicki. And they do this because the school system and the budgets are just stretched, so they've taken on more and more responsibility. I really admire many of the professionals in our school system who work extremely hard and are spread pretty thin.
Very good point, Sam. And one more thing to clarify, too, while we're, you know, letting them know, there's another sales tax that is in conversation in our local paper and in the local, our Volusia County Council, and that is a 1 cent sales tax. Now, that's completely separate. That's for road and rail projects. School board doesn't get any of that.
No, they will not receive one single penny from that. That is a entirely separate issue.
Okay, keep that separate as you think about it. And I don't know where they're going with that. It sounds like they're trying to, you know, kind of have a hurry up and consider conversation. But so the two are completely separate. Half cent extension coming up August 26 will be the ballot vote on that to extend that another 15-year period to support our school system. And then the other one will be whenever they figure out what they're going to do with that. Well, listen, thank you very much. I know you're both volunteering to be here and to participate and share this with us. Leslie LaRue and Sam Willett. It's good to see you again, Sam.
Good. It's good to see you also, and thank you for having us on the show.
My pleasure. And Leslie, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, and thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to vote.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening. Thank you.